Byron. You're in Montreal, but you're going to move, huh? To the West Coast. The winters will be better.
That's what we hear.
Yeah, you're going to like it. Yeah.
It's a little less French over there, too.
And do you work for Lullabot as well?
I do, yep.
Oh, that's neat. So, Jeff, you're supporting... what is the relationship between Drupal and Lullabot? It's complex.
We drank the Kool-Aid.
You're the most... Yeah, you did, definitely. You're the most... you're independent, obviously, are you the biggest Drupal house out there now? You must be.
Biggest is a hard... I mean, we're one of the longest lived at this point, we've got a big name. A lot of people know who we are. I mean, we have a podcast that's pretty popular.
I love that.
That we've been doing for years. Thank you.
People don't know that Jeff did the Floss Weekly show.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
Floss. Jeff, in an earlier career.
A budding career as a podcast theme song.
Theme song? I don't think so. Composer. You don't want to go there, Jeff, really. In an earlier life, Jeff was in a fairly well-known band called Orbit. And so you still retain some musical talent, apparently. It's not all gone.
Yes. It hasn't gotten all sucked out into open source software.
I love the Floss Weekly theme. I really do.
It has the name of the show right there in the music.
Floss. Yeah, there's very few, actually, that do that. It's we don't normally have lyrics in the shows. And that, I wouldn't even call this lyrics. Exactly.
It's a hook.
So... is Drupal's currently at 6, right, Angie?
Correct, yep.
Yeah, so 7, what is the status of 7?
So 7 has a couple of alphas out. We're working our way towards a beta release. It's been in development for almost 2 years now. Drupal 6 came out in February of 2008. So that's just been more than 2 years now, I guess.
Well, that's a long time. It doesn't feel like that long. Because I remember 6 was a big change, and we had a lot of stuff that we had to do to accommodate 6.
Yeah.
Will 7 be like that?
Yeah, 7 will be like that.
It's always a little bit like
Drupal has this philosophy where we will break your code, but not your data. So if we find better ways to do things, then we'll always take the opportunity, which sometimes results in backwards compatibility problems.
Right. Pull that right up into your. You got to talk
right
into
up in
it.
My grill.
Yeah, I hate to say it, but that's kind of
all right.
What you have to do.
Is this cool?
Yeah.
All right.
So I know there are a lot of people watching who are Drupal users and are very interested. That's why I ask. So what's the is there a kind of estimated next couple of months? Is that like next month? Is that 2 months? Is that 5 months?
I'd say a couple of months, 2-3 months, something like that. Well, cool. We're heading down the path. When we release is when there's no more critical bugs.
Right.
We're just about at 100 critical bugs.
So do you have a lot of people using it in beta right now?
Yeah, we got a fair.
So it's kind of out there.
Yep, it's out there.
Yeah.
It's definitely out there. You can download it. You can play with it. I wouldn't install any serious sites on it. Just kind of monkeying around with it because there's no upgrade path at the current point. It's just
that's important to know.
Yes.
So you, if you're but, when 7 comes out, you have to start over.
Well, no, sorry.
There
will be an upgrade path before 7.0, but in the current alpha state, there's no upgrade.
So you start a fresh install when you do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got it.
For now.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then there'll be, DrupalCon is happening at the Moscone Center Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
That's what brings you to town.
That's
why we're here. And there'll be a lot of code sprints happening around that, particularly around Drupal 7.
What's a code sprint?
What is a code sprint, Angie?
Code sprint is really cool, actually. It's basically a bunch of people that are interested in whatever, and you have a table over here where they're working on writing automated tests, and a table over here where they're... working on usability stuff.
But they're working on core, Drupal core, mostly.
Drupal core, but also the add-on
plugins.
Modules. Like there's some of the add-on, functionality. They'll make a table to work on the panels module or something like that. And the documentation team. There's just all kinds of stuff going on. The designers usually have a room where they work away on stuff. And it's a great opportunity because DrupalCon, I mean, there's going to be, I don't know, between... 2,000 and 3,000 people, or
at least,
more
yeah.
than that there. So it's
how
great.
Fun!
Yeah.
How exciting!
It's cool though because you get to kind of see people face to face and work with them, which you don't so much in the conference venues.
So there's some pretty well known sites running on Drupal, including Twit.tv.
Perhaps
thanks
the
to
best
Lullabot.
Known site.
Thanks to Lullabot, because not the best known site. I'm going to tell you the best known site in a second.
By people who are listening to this,
best known maybe
in the
people
chat room
they're
right
watching
now.
It on it. Yeah. But no, that Lullabot did that really great job. And what happened was I had Amber's company do a design and looked at it, and it really was almost as if they'd given you a Photoshop. There was no way we could really implement it as is. So I had to go to the best Drupal shop in the world, and I did. And Lullabot
well,
did us a great
to,
design.
But you did.
Yeah, and they did a great design for it.
And the most modest shop.
Yeah. Well, but, I mean, whitehouse.gov runs on Drupal, right?
Yes, that's right.
When that's the new Obama site, not the old site. But when President Obama came into office, they flipped a switch January 20th at whatever it was, 105. And suddenly there was a new whitehouse.gov. And that was Drupal then? Or?
And that was not Drupal then.
Okay.
But it became Drupal shortly thereafter.
What was the process of speccing that out? How hard was that to get?
We were not involved in that.
Must have been murder.
But I mean, those things, government contracts. I mean,
can you imagine?
Like, you know, I don't even remember exactly who the list of people who worked on that, but it was sort of one company that, you know, does a lot of government contracts, you know, and then they hired other consulting companies, you know, and development companies sub of that and on down the line. And of course, all of them have had to sign NDAs in the process. So we really can't tell you what the spec process is. We can probably talk about it more than the people who actually worked on it.
You know? Right. But what's good about it is it means that Drupal can run in a challenging environment. A lot of bandwidth used there.
Super. Well, and then the thing there is really the security.
And secure.
Because just the embarrassment if that website got hacked.
Yeah, you're not going to run, be honest, the White House site on WordPress. That would be, you know, I mean... How secure is Drupal?
You know, it's you know, very secure by, you know, web standards. We do have security flaws and vulnerabilities. Our security team, though, is unique in this space in that they not only look after the core, like Drupal software that you download when you get Drupal, but they look over all of the add-on modules.
That's where you can really get into trouble is with those add-ons.
Exactly. Most of the time
but
when we have...
There's people keeping an eye on them is the point.
Right.
I mean, they do
as
a lot
of... As opposed
to
just kind of have an open marketplace and anybody can use it.
Drupal has a single repository where 95% of all the contrib modules live, and the security team will just sort of come up with regular expressions, and then they'll grep through for these sort of security flaws and try and find everything in there, and then they'll work with the module maintainer to come up with a fix, and then once the fix is out there, they'll issue a security announcement. Yeah. So there are a lot of security announcements that come out for Drupal on a very regular basis, but it actually doesn't mean that it's
insecure. Don't
let
insecure. That scare you.
It means that it's more secure.
Yeah.
The
templating is programmatic as well, template.php. So that means that even a template could potentially be risky, right?
Yeah. And I mean, in that way, you really need to understand, you know, a lot of the best practices and stuff.
Right.
And more and more, there are getting to be books out there and stuff. We wrote a book for O'Reilly. And
I have it somewhere. Let me find it. And a DVD, too, which I have
of. Yeah, we've also been putting out a series of Lullabot DVDs.
They're fantastic. You're doing a lot of the training at DrupalCon, too, yeah?
Yep. Yeah, we're doing a lot of that. So, yeah, we try and sort of get the information out there, help people to drink the Kool-Aid, as it were.
One of the reasons that I chose Drupal was I asked a lot of people, and it was very, almost universally said, this code is very clean and solid. Dre's right, really, really solid code to start.
For each version of Drupal, historically, there have been... two people who have core commit access, and when I
really,
refer
you're
to,
one of two people.
Yeah.
Wow, that's cool.
And that's power. And when I refer to Drupal core, it's when you go to Drupal.org and you download what's called Drupal.
Right.
And that's, you know, the sort of the baseline stuff that everything runs on. When you install an extra module, it's sort of a plug-in into Drupal core. And so with each version of Drupal. The threshold is really, really high in order to be able to get code in. So anyone can come and submit a patch, ideas, basically code, bits of code that they think would improve Drupal, fix problems with Drupal, make it work better or be more performant. Is that a word? Performant? I'm going to just continue using that word. But basically, yes, it's Dries and, in the case of Drupal 7, Angie, who review all that code. And so a very small percentage of the code actually gets in. So that's the process of keeping that.
Yeah, but what's interesting about what you said about Dries writing good code, it really is everybody. I mean, there's over 700 people.
Well, you set the standard now, right? He set the standard,
exactly.
And everybody's
so
got to keep
up. It's more a
very up.
Rigid appliance of like coding standards, security standards, and things like that, and going through a very small funnel of people who look over all the changes and say, okay or no.
Is your background PHP always?
Yeah, I've been working with PHP since PHP 3. I don't remember when it was you know,
personal
called,
homepage.
Right. It was a little bit after that time.
Just after that.
Angie actually came into Drupal as a Google Summer of Code student.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
We love Summer of Code. What year were you?
The first one, 2005.
Wow, that's exciting.
Yeah.
That's really neat.
Amazing. It was funny because, you know, my background is like I've been into this open source thing since I first heard the term in like 97 or something. Mm-hmm. And, you know, read all this stuff and played with all the versions of Linux and stuff like that, but didn't realize until Summer of Code that I actually had what it took to contribute to a project. So that was the first time that it was like, oh, anybody can just go in here and do
it
stuff.
It seems, I'm sure it's
yeah.
very intimidating at first,
yeah,
like
for
core
sure.
committer, oh, wow, you know, you must be a big shot. Yeah. Well, I mean, you are, but I mean...
She's become one. She started out as just a...
Yeah, I was just a
student.
And that's important, though, and I think that's why Summer of Code is so great, is that because people get the idea that, oh, I could do this. I could be part of this.
Yeah.
Anybody
letting
could.
Students. Okay, I can
yeah,
do this.
That's really neat. Yeah,
it was amazing, so...
Because I think one of the reasons I asked is because I think PHP often has kind of a bad rap as being kind of almost inherently not so mm-hmm. secure. Is that your how would you defend it? Would you want to defend it?
I would say you can do horrible things in any language.
Yeah.
And most of the first web vulnerabilities were those CGI scripts.
Of course, horrible.
Pearl, you know?
Yeah.
So, but yeah, you can do horrible things in any language. PHP has tried to combat that a little bit with some of the default settings.
I think one of the things that strikes me is that, and one of the reasons the way I got bit with PHP is that you can run it from any directory. Unlike CGI, where you have to give it permissions, you have to put it in a specific directory. PHP, yes.
Yeah,
just call it from the browser and it's going to run, and that's dangerous, really, right?
Yeah, I mean it is, but I mean
it is if you let anybody write the code.
Yeah, the thing that makes
or you give
PHP
people, as in my case, open access to a directory, and then let them run the code.
Yeah. Well, it's so Rasmus Lerdorf is the father of PHP,
right.
And his saying about this is that PHP was an accessible language to people who maybe didn't have a computer programming background.
That's why everybody uses it.
And so people started using it, and they got excited about it. Oh, my gosh, I wrote a bulletin board system in PHP. I'm going to call it PHP BB as an homage to this great programming language that allowed me to write this insecure bulletin board system.
Right.
And so then you go, well, now it doesn't perform very well, and it's kind of insecure.
Must be PHP's fault, but it's not.
PHP's fault, you know, because PHP didn't decide to call it PHP BB.
Right.
And so on and so forth. But I think Drupal has really combated this.
It's proven.
Yeah,
you can write code that it can handle a lot of traffic in a very secure fashion. I mean, the White House kind of proves it too, and we have never had a security problem with twit.tv. It's always been me and other sites, not twit.tv. Now we got Ken Shepherdson and a bunch of other great people working on a redesign on the site, and we're staying with Drupal. We are doing it in Drupal 6, of course, but we're staying
Colleen
with Drupal.
Was telling us.
Yeah, we're very excited because of the capabilities. This thing is amazing.
Well, and with each version of Drupal that comes out, it gets better and better. The next version of Drupal, you got to see it. The Drupal 7 user interface changes and stuff like
totally,
that.
Yeah.
It's got all these like Ajax modal overlay things and stuff.
Well, we're doing a lot with that. In fact, what we're doing is a dashboard that is kind of like NetVibes, allows you to drag in widgets and it's very exciting. What we're gonna you've seen it already, so
I haven't yet.
Oh, she hasn't shown
it.
We were just talking. Yeah, it's pretty exciting. And you know, I feel kind of vindicated because the choice for Drupal was my own, and I looked at Joomla and looked at a lot of other choices, but I'm really glad we stayed with we chose Drupal, and it's turned out to be a really excellent choice.
Oh, that's great.
Over the years.
Fun
yeah.
for us too.
Yeah, yeah. Well, thank you to Lullabot. So you're having a big Lullabot party.
DrupalCon. The details are still getting worked out. If you go to lullabot.com. Either sign up for our mailing list or just follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/lullabot.
At Lullabot
on Twitter. It'll be either Monday or Tuesday night. The details keep shifting around. But as soon as we know, we'll let people know. And if you're going to DrupalCon, come up to our table and we've got a little invite, kind of fun invite things that we're putting together and stuff.
And lullabot.com is where to go for the podcast. People are saying you need to do more.
More podcasts. Well, Leo, compared to you, I mean...
Yeah, I mean, you don't do 20 a week. What's wrong with you?
We do hardly 20 a week.
No, but look, the last one was April 8th. That's not so long ago. SSH and SCP, that's cool.
Yeah,
Drupal Voices.
We've actually got two different podcasts that we're doing now.
Oh, this is Drupal Voices versus Command Line Basis.
We haven't really come up with a new name for the old podcast, but we do the Lullabot Drupal podcast. And then we started doing these little short interview podcasts.
Right.
It's like 5-minute interviews called Drupal Voices, which are basically interviews with people in the Drupal community, and we go around. Kent Bai, who edits our videos, does these interviews and walks around at DrupalCon, and he'll probably interview 100 people. Yeah. I mean, over the next, you know, 4 days or something like that, and then he finds it soothing. Kent's an editor,
yeah,
and he finds it soothing. He gets up in the morning and he edits a podcast and he posts it on the website and he feels good. That's and neat. Accomplished. It's great.
Yeah, well, and it's things like this that make Drupal a good choice. You know, you want a community that's active and you want a place to get more information and learn and so forth. And thank you, Lullabot, for doing a lot of that as well, not just designing but also teaching and turning people. Has that become the main business now, Lullabot?
It's a big part of what we do. We do public workshops, and we also do a lot of like private workshops. Like a lot of companies will just hire us to come in and train their entire development team in Drupal.
We lost you when MTV Europe came to call, and then suddenly Lullabot was just too darn big for me to pay for. But you've done some great sites too. But I'm glad you're doing the training and the grassroots kind of development.
Yeah.
That makes it Drupal, because a community is everything in something like this.
It really is.
I mean, when we came in, that was really what we wanted to do, was to really sort of help shape the community.
I thought you just wanted to rock.
That's my previous
So other sites, JenniferLopez.com, MichaelJackson.com, Lifetime uses it, Grammy.com.
Yeah. Those are all our projects, yeah.
Those are ones you worked on. Yeah, really great stuff. Really, really, really neat stuff.
Yeah, the Sony one is interesting.
So it's Sony is like the top level, and then the different artists are doing it.
Sony had a situation where previous to using Drupal, each artist had a different website written by a different person. And so when the artist would get successful, the website would come crashing down, and the person that originally wrote the website was long gone, you know. And so we helped them build a system where they could roll out artists' websites. And we also helped them build a video portal called
MyPlay.
MyPlay.com. Which is sort of a Sony's internal YouTube kind of a thing.
So if I go to Ozzy.com, for instance, that's a Drupal backend provided by Sony. I'm sorry, I interrupted you, Angie.
No, that's okay. Well, yeah, I was just going to say that the way the Sony project works, we've built a sort of a framework based on Drupal called an installation profile that they just basically click a button and it basically copies or clones a Drupal site and says, there you go, and you just theme it. And so if you go to each of these Sony artist sites, you'll see they all share common features like an event calendar and, you know, wallpaper downloads in a forum or whatever. But the whole platform is basically one Drupal site, and they can just replicate that. And so when they need a new artist site for, you know, whatever new artists they have, they get it done in like 2 weeks.
And they may not even be running on the same server. They may be
correct.
They're using Sony. They're using Drupal's multi-site capabilities, so you can actually run multiple websites off the same Drupal. It's called the code base, but basically the same Drupal installation. And so it means that when they upgrade the modules or Drupal core for one of them, they can upgrade all of them basically at once. And they've got some scripts that run and do that. So it's basically they're maintaining all of them at once. And that's a really cool thing that Drupal can do.
That's what Chris Krug was doing they were doing it with nonprofits, though.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then Rain City. I don't know. Does Rain City still do that?
I don't know that Rain City still exists.
Oh, that's too bad. Yeah. That was a neat idea, though, because they basically gave a code base to nonprofits and said, here, start here.
Yeah.
Yep, exactly.
And we had kind of always thought we would do that for podcasters, but we just never got our code base really clean enough to do that.
Well,
but
that's.
I would have loved to have done that.
The advantages and disadvantages of open source in general, I mean, sort of is you have the code and it's like people are free to use it, but I feel like I should make it better. I should print it up
My
and explain how to use
here.
It and,
yeah.
and
it's
document
always embarrassing.
It and stuff like that. Yeah.
Oh, comments.
So,
I probably should put some in. Things like that, right?
My 400 line regex. No one's going to be able to.
Yeah. Oh, I love those big long regexes and trying to figure out what the hell they mean.
Yeah.
There's nothing like
and
it.
And then you put it out there and then you're sort of obligated to
support it
and answer people's questions and stuff like that.
You can say no support, but nobody believes you.
Yeah.
They'll still try and track down your phone number and call you at 2 o'clock in the morning from
I know you said no support, man, but it won't work.
I have a question.
DrupalCon is starting in just a few days. You're in town a little early for this. You just came here to party.
So Lullabot is a virtual company. We're distributed. Mm-hmm. And so we're taking this opportunity to have a little Lullabot retreat,
get the whole
company together for a couple days. And
so who is Lullabot
these
days?
See what each other looks like. There are 18 of us at this
point.
Wow. Yeah.
A lot of Lullaboters.
Yes.
Ted Serbinski is no longer part of Lullabot. He's the guy who did
Lifetime Television.
He's at Lifetime
now.
Though. He did the lead on twit.tv.
Yep.
And then went on and did a bridal.
It was a website called Mother's Click.
Mother's Click. That's right.
Which was mom's website, and they sold to Lifetime.
Lifetime.
Television.
So now he's at Lifetime. So it's good because Lifetime's running on Drupal. So it's kind of perfect.
It's great. If everyone runs Drupal, then this could happen everywhere.
They're here at a call.
We can dream.
Someday there'll be a world where that's all anybody will ever run anywhere.
Yes. The open source utopia of no choices.
So when does your party start? When does your meeting start? Are you already in them? Or are people coming in already for the Lullabot
stuff? Actually, the Lullabots are flying in as we
speak.
Exciting. Yeah. We rented a house in San Francisco. It's
awesome. Oh, that's really great. Well, it's nice of you to come up and visit us. I really appreciate
Thanks
it.
Thanks for having us.
It's great to meet you. Angie is Webchick, at Webchick on... you don't find that demeaning, or you're just embracing it?
I'm embracing.
She's the chick of the web.
It's interesting because I find, one of the big problems, something I talk about a lot on the, talk circuit or whatever, is about women in open source and how the statistics are abysmal. There's 1.5% women participation. And one of the problems is not representing, and having a handle 7429.
Because women don't want to be, Angie online, because then they get hit on nonstop, right?
Yeah. And it takes some of us have to.
So you're trying to own it.
Own it and be out there and be visible and encourage others to come along.
I like the cartoon of you, by the way.
Oh, thanks.
That's really great. That's really, really... Who did that? That's awesome.
That was my friend Nate.
It's like 8-bit. It's an 8-bit cartoon of you.
Exactly.
I love it. It's so, so cool. Webchick.net is the website.
That's right.
And I'm sorry I missed you in Austin, but...
That's all right. There was a lot of people there.
Were there? I bet there were.
Yeah,
I bet there were. Angie Byron is a core co-lead for Drupal 7, which is in process now and will emerge someday in the next couple of months, maybe.
Hopefully.
Yeah, it's really
it's
nice to meet
it's
you.
It's done when it's done.
It's done when it... Don't rush it. Yeah. No rush. We're not in a hurry.
That's the thing. It's this community-built software. So people say, well, when's it going to be out? When's it going to be done? It's like, well, what are you doing to help?
Yeah. Oh, that's easy. You can pass it off on them.
Exactly. Totally,
yeah.
We try and
see,
do
if Michelangelo just said to the Pope, hey, get a brush. Help me out here. It'll be done when it's when you help.
Exactly.
That would have been good.
That needs a coat of primer.
The
Lullabots are at lullabot.com, and there is training there. Highly recommended, so you can find out about their seminars and their books. Understanding Drupal, Learning CCK, Learning Views. Those are great books. Those are all O'Reilly videos, right? Or videos, I'm sorry. They look like books on this site.
Yeah, well, the DVDs.
You need a little disc sticking out. A little disc sticking out, and I would know. I'm just an idiot.
Brand new lullabot.com launching momentarily.
Cobbler's kids never get new shoes, though, right? I mean, it's like, you're busy
on
other people's
saying.
Sites.
Yes, we're still, this current lullabot.com, still running Drupal 5, which is just embarrassing.
Shame.
I know.
Shame.
And we're talking about Drupal 7 coming up, but it works just fine.
You're going to skip one, that's
it
all.
Works
you're
fine.
Just going to skip one and go right to 7.
But yeah, we'll be launching a new site, hopefully before DrupalCon.
Lullabot.com. And DrupalCon is coming to San Francisco, April 19th through the 21st. At the Moscone Center. Boy, that's a sign of how big Drupal has gotten, that it's at the Moscone Center.
It's at the Moscone, and it's cheap. Anybody who's listening who doesn't have tickets, get your tickets, because it may sell out. It's sold out basically every DrupalCon previous to this.
Oh, it's really cheap. It's $220.
Yeah.
That's nothing.
Yeah. 3 days of
conferencing,
hot Drupal action.
2 days of sprinting if you want to meet the people who wrote the stuff you use and buy them a beer.
That's really neat.
Yeah.
What
it's,
fun.
It's really great.
Yeah,
but Jeff and I were talking, the first DrupalCon we went to was in 2006 in Vancouver, and there were 70 people there. And so it's gone from 70 to over, probably 3,000 or something.
3,000. I am so happy for Drupal.
Yeah.
Little Drupal. I'll get Dries on the show again. We have to get talk to Dries again. But so he's still the spiritual leader of the whole thing.
Yes,
still
he's
involved.
Benevolent dictator for life.
Yeah,
exactly.
Still
he's the guy.
Still contributes, and that's great.
Angie may be the queen of Drupal, but Dries is the king.
Yeah, there you go. And you were the joker.
I'm just joker. I'm just standing by, making sure everybody gets in line.
The heckler. sf2010.drupal.org for more information. Actually, drupal.org is a great place to start your Drupal wanderings. You can get the code. The code base is there, and as you said, they maintain, which I always liked. All of the add-ons are maintained right there.
Yep.
So it makes it very easy to see the modules, the themes.
All the development is done there too. You can go to the issue queues and file bug reports.
That might be part of the success of Drupal. Yeah.
I think so. I mean, everything is just right there, and you can either get involved or not. Right. But there's nothing stopping you. So.
And I have to tell you, the little Twit logo was very much influenced by the fact that you have a little alien logo for the Drupal. Yeah, I think they're kind of kin. I think they're related somehow. I don't know why.
They've got this circular thing, and they got eyeballs.
Yeah, they're very related. Yeah, there's cool. It's like if they ran into each other, they'd go, hey dude,
hey,
what's happening? What's going on? Thank you, Jeff Robbins. Great to see you again. Thank you so much for the work you did to make Twit.tv happen 5 years ago now.
So I
think it was Drupal 2.
Something.
It was old stuff. Old code.
Yeah.
Maybe Drupal 3.
Well,
maybe 4.
Excited for new Twit Drupal stuff on the horizon.
Yes, some very exciting stuff with 6.
I'm excited to talk to Colin about it. Yeah.
Yeah. And Angie, so nice to meet you finally after all this time. Thank you for your hard work.
No problem.
On Drupal. It's
happy to do it. So.
Yeah. Yeah. That's great. Is it, do you make a living? Well, I guess you work for Lullabot. So, in a way, this is in the great tradition of open source. There's some commercial venture like Lullabot that ends up hiring a lot of the people who are doing the core work as well. So thank you for doing that, Jeff. That's great.
I do my part.
It's important. You're like Sun or Oracle.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
That kind of Sun.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like,
IBM.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
That's me.